You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Scandal and Vice, oh sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means our dear friend, the handsome, the sexy, the smart, Garrett Vogel. You thought I was going to say me, didn't you? Terrible. Garrett Vogel's going to say, hey, Garrett, how are you?
Hello, Rob Shooter. Hey, how are you? I mean, to say you had a busy weekend is an understatement, but it also, have you had time to sit down and, you know, process the passing of the Queen?
You're a good man for asking. So I've been all over TV doing Queen reporting for the last 3 or 4 days. I know this subject. Like, I'm a really, really good expert when it comes to the royals, and that's why I get invited on all the TV shows, which I'm very grateful to do. However, this has really touched me personally too. So I'm happy to report about it, but for a minute there on Sunday, I took a moment. I went downtown to reflect. It was 9/11, so I went downtown to the World Trade Center and had a little prayer, and I thought of the Queen too. I thought of the Queen. At the end of the show, our moment of Rob, we have a really touching quote that links actually both of them together, both the Queen and also 9/11, something she said that was so beautiful when that happened. Oh, all those years ago. So let's jump into the show. We've got tons of royal news today.
Yes.
You're not going to go anywhere else. You're not going to need to go anywhere else to get your royal coverage. We're going to do it all on this show. What time is it, my friends?
I'm living through you because this, like you said, this is your wheelhouse. This is what you live and breathe for. So I'm more of just the
I like those questions.
But exactly. Like I'm just the average
Joe
question guy.
That is why we're the perfect team. And when we do a sports show, if ever we do that, Garrett, I will be in the passenger seat and you can drive.
No, you know what? I will still ask the questions there because I feel like that might be even more your wheelhouse too. You just hide it very well.
We've got to find your wheelhouse. If it's not royals, it's not sports. What is it, Garrett?
I don't know. Yet to be determined. I'm traveling down the road of life trying to figure
it's
that out.
It's being adorable. That's your wheelhouse. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
So,
sir,
we saw the photographs of Harry, Meghan, William, and Kate all together greeting crowds outside Windsor Castle. It was a really beautiful moment. Now I can report that that was Prince William's idea. Initially, it was just going to be William and Kate, and they were going to come out, they were going to greet the crowds, they were going to look at some of the beautiful bouquets, the flowers that had been left. In a scene that reminded me of many ways, like what happened after Princess Diana died. Remember the boys came out right. and they read the flowers. So William decided to give Harry a call. It was really spur of the moment. He called Harry and said, like, basically in an hour, we're going to go out and greet the crowds. Do you and Meghan want to join us? Well, Meghan and Harry jumped to it. He put on a black suit. She put on a black dress and they shot over to Windsor Castle and the crowds went nuts. So the car pulled up and it was very somber. I had reporters outside the castle. It was really somber. And when the doors opened to the car and all four of them got out, there was a gasp from the crowd. I think people really want to see them friends again. They used to be called the Fab Four, so I think people want them back together. And that somber atmosphere, Garrett, turned into sort of a celebration within minutes. It was lovely to see them all together.
And it's interesting, too, because you start to see a lot of, you know, TikToks and Instagram posts of people that were there, and they were shocked at the fact that they literally shook everyone's hand that put their hand out, and they accepted every single flower that was passed their way. I mean, it's something that you just don't think about. They're like, oh, there's no way they're going to say hello to everyone or thank everyone. But they were beyond gracious, it looked
like. They were there for hours. Somebody handed them a little Paddington bear, which obviously they did after the Queen's Jubilee and that amazing tribute she did with Paddington Bear. And they took the flowers so graciously. Now, this footage has been dissected. Do they look like the best of friends? No. But also, too, it's a somber moment, so they're not going to be doing cartwheels. So it's a tricky thing to pull off, but I think they did a beautiful job of it, which brings us to our poll question of the day. William was the one that invited Harry and Meghan to greet the crowds. An olive branch, so to speak there, Garrett. Do you think these brothers can ever be close again? Obviously, they've got a very long way to go, but is this the beginning? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, moving along, we finally have the date for the Queen's funeral. It's being confirmed for Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. Let me ask you, if you were in Britain, would you go? Would you stand outside?
You have to. I mean, it's not just to pay tribute, and it's a moment. It's a moment.
Oh,
would
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I get really emotional about this stuff. It's hard to describe it, but from the moment I was born, she was the Queen of England. I've never known another monarch. And for me, this is really emotional. She's on our money. Every time you buy anything, you look at her face. Like, she's so intertwined in your life. This is not like a president or your favourite celebrity. It's that times 10. And the only way I can describe it is think of somebody that you adore, maybe a family member, and you've known them for years and years and years, and then they pass away. It's really, really personal. Are you surprised, Garrett, as an American, the amount of grief and attention that this has received?
Well, yes and no. Not saying like I'm not surprised or I really am, but it's just you hear people go, oh, I can't, royal this, royal that, I don't understand it. But then when moments like this do happen, everyone kind of just stops, you know, for a moment. And they go, you know what, as much as I might make fun, this is more important than any type of joke I might make about the royals, you know. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's someone's mom and, you know, mom, it's someone's grandparent. And I think that's the one thing that we all could relate with, where, you know, it humanizes the royals in a way.
Too, it reminds us of our own mortality. If the Queen of England can die, anyone can. And let me tell you a little secret, everybody.
Right.
We're all going to do this. So we've got to get better at talking about it. Let me tell you what's going to happen between now and that funeral on Monday. So at the moment, the Queen is in Edinburgh. She's going to be taken to the cathedral tonight, and then people can pay their respects on Tuesday. She's going to be flown down. There was rumours that she was going to be put on the royal train. She's not. She's going to fly down to London. Her daughter Anne is going to be on that plane. She will go to Buckingham Palace. Then she'll make her way to Westminster Hall, which is basically the Houses of Parliament. That's where Big Ben is. That's where she'll lay in state for 4 days. And they're expecting the crowds to be long hours and hours long lines to pay your respect. Then she'll go to the Abbey, and finally she will rest. Her final resting place will be Windsor Castle next to her late husband, Prince Philip. Now, Garrett, I know it's strange to talk about this, but I think I would like to be buried next to my husband. What about you?
Yeah, you got to think. I mean, you did the whole life together, and you might as well do post-life together. I mean,
it's very, very comforting for me to think that Bruce will always be there.
Does he want to be there, though, is the question.
Buckingham Palace has updated their line of succession, but still no titles for Harry and Meghan's kids. So because Charles has moved up, he was the Prince of Wales, now he's the King, everybody behind him, they get to move up too. So his son, Prince William, is now number two. Number three is Prince George. I love George. He's nine. Then Charlotte, seven. And then Prince Louis. Oh, can you imagine if he was king? He's fabulous. He's 4 years old. I love him. This has also moved up Harry and his children, Archie and Lilibet. Now, they are now in the position to be princes and princesses. So Meghan claimed in the Oprah interview that they were not HRH. He's Her Royal Highness because of maybe the colour of their skin. That was not true. They were not yet quite in the line of succession to have those titles. Now they are. And the question will be, do they want them? Harry and Meghan have both said that they want to step away from the family and they won't use their titles. But should they give the titles to their kids? What do you think, Garrett?
You think they have to. And you think now King Charles, which is it's still weird to say. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when we used to write checks and we would write the wrong year. Like, I have a feeling, I think he's going to be called Prince Charles for a very, very long time. This is a chance for him to not right the ship, but kind of change the course of history, where there is no question, there is no doubt, and you could kind of just say, you know what, yes, this is family. At the end of the day, blood is thicker than anything else, and, you know, give your grandkids the opportunity to succeed in life with the power that you were just bestowed.
Big thing you're giving them. Now, would you want it for your kids, Garrett? Would you want your kids to be known as a princess and a prince? Some parents, I'm not sure Meghan and Harry want this. Remember, they've stepped away. So do you think it's consistent if they want it? What do you think?
It'll be interesting because, you know, they made headlines pretty much wanting to break away. Now for them to be like, well, can we get it back?
Or can our kids get back in?
Oh, yeah, or our kids, you know, I think Grandpa, the right thing to do is just go, you know what?
Right.
Yes, all that aside, these children did nothing but enter my life and probably bring memories of a lifetime to it.
He'll do it, but he will definitely do it. Can you imagine, though, that your mom and dad turned down that title for you when you were little? I'd be like, you know, in 10 or 15 years.
That's one of those things like, hey, mom, dad, seriously, you, me, Dr. Phil, we need to sit down and have a talk.
Prince, and you decided that I wasn't. So that's a conversation they're going to have 10 years from now. Hey, we've got some details about the new king and old rule. So King Charles III, I nearly said Prince Charles, is now going to have to surrender his passport and his driving license per tradition. So the king is the only person in Britain who doesn't have a driving license and doesn't need a passport to travel. So eventually, too, he's going to have to move into Buckingham Palace. Boo-hoo. Terrible things. He's going to move into a palace. And also, too, he's now going to get to celebrate two birthdays. So the king, the queen, has two birthdays. They have their real birthday. The queen's was in April. And they also have an official celebration, which is the second Tuesday in June. I'm down for two birthdays. How about you, Garrett?
Oh, well, why not now? I mean, the question, does Paddington Bear show up for this birthday?
Well, they've got two chances. And then finally, I love this little detail. King Charles III is now the sole owner of every swan in England and Wales. If you see a swan,
that's a lot of swans.
Lake or
that's
a
lot of swans.
That belongs to King Charles. It's just one of the quirks of royal tradition. It goes back to the 12th century. I'd be okay giving up my passport. I'd be okay giving up my driving license. I'd love two birthdays, but what I think I'd like the most is to own all the swans.
No, no, and here's why, Rob Schroeder. Once I say this, you're going to be like, you know what? You're right, Garrett. Yes, you can own a lake. You can put them in the lake. But at the end of the day, you're in charge. Just like a child, just like a dog, you're in charge of them for everything. Not just the cuteness, not just feeding them, but also cleaning up after them.
That's the part I don't want. Hey, quickly before we get a break, we have a big question. I'm going to ask you, Garrett, see if you get it right.
Yes.
Will Camilla Parker Bowles' children get titles now that she is the Queen Consort? Let me explain what this means. So Queen Consort means that you are married to a reigning king. So Charles is now the king. She's married to him. So she's the queen consort. Now, the reason she's not the queen is if anything happens to Charles, she has to give up the throne. So she doesn't automatically, in fact, she does not inherit the throne. When Prince Charles dies, because she's the queen consort, his kids get the throne, not Camilla. So what do you think? Do her kids, she has, I think, two kids from a former marriage,
do they
get a title?
Where do you draw the line? Now, if Charles had kids with Camilla, you know, blood relative, you could make the argument, yes, you know what I mean? Like, and let him and William and Harry all battle it out to the end, you know? But since they're not blood related, you have to draw the line somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, being a grandparent and your grandkids, yes, you could still make the argument there's blood relation to there. But to be connected to the queen via stepdad, I don't know.
They won't. They won't.
You?
So she has two grown children, Tom and Laura. They will not get the titles. And then I asked about security. I asked Scotland Yard, do they get security? And the answer informally was if they need it, they will. But no, it's not actually going to change. So their lives, having their mom become the queen consort, is not going to change that much. So everybody's lives is changing.
Right.
Their lives are not going to change.
You don't get a special pass.
I wonder how you get
in the palace.
You don't
get the fast pass like you're at Disney World.
Yeah, I bet you get what's it called? One of those passes, a VIP pass.
A fast pass?
So you don't have to wait online like at Disney World.
You just scan it past the guard. He goes, proceed.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Garrett, you've made me laugh today and I needed to. This is such a weighty subject and it really has upset me, but you gave me a great laugh, so thank you for that. Let's do our nicest of the day. I want to hear your thoughts about this. So Prince Harry and Meghan are going to stay in the UK. Their rep has confirmed. So if you remember, they're based in California. They just happened to be in the UK, in Europe, when the Queen passed. So they were going to be there for a couple of days doing charity work and then come back to their kids. Their kids are in California. Archie is 3, Lilibet is 1. Now they're going to stay for at least another 5, 6, 10 days until the funeral. I think that is the right move. Do you think they should fly the kids?
No, you know, at the end of the day, for optics, yes. You know, if I was working PR for the royal family, I would say yes, get them in here. As parents, no, I mean, no matter what, 3 and 1 to fly like that from literally L.A. to the U.K., the time difference, it's more, not a headache, but more of a lot of weight on the kids and the parents, and they already have a very big, hectic schedule leading up to, you know, saying goodbye to their grandmother.
At that age, you're a parent. What age do you talk to children about losing a grandparent?
I think 3 seems and feels a little bit young. You know, I would say around 5 at least, the earliest of stages. But even so, 5 years old, you still don't process the forever aspect. You understand that it's, you know, they're not here anymore, but you just don't understand
when
for how long.
When did death come into your life? When I was little, a friend of mine died when I was about 10 or 11 years old. His name was Adam Morris. I remember his name to this day. I think about Adam. And that was the first time in my life I was aware that people died.
It's funny, like, I was very fortunate growing up. Like, my you know, I didn't know my dad's parents, my grandparents, because they passed away before I was born. But my mom's mom and dad, my grandfather, didn't pass away until I was almost like 19, 20 years old. So that was the first time really like death affected my life in a way. Right. I knew of it. You know, I was old enough to understand and grasp it. But yeah, I was very fortunate. And, you know, from that point, and even before that, you get it. You understand as you get older. It, like, just like everything, day by day, you get a little bit smarter, you get a little bit wiser, and same thing with understanding death, where it affects everyone around them. And people just like us, but you know, once you're gone, you're gone. You don't understand. You don't know it. Leading up to it, yes, it is scary. But once you do pass, you're no longer here.
It's
so you don't.
Real,
but everyone that you love,
so real. Yeah. I remember I was about 15 or 16 when my first grandparent passed away, and my mom and dad.
Still,
pretty late. It's good. I got to know them. I would hang out with them. I knew them well. I loved them. My mom and dad didn't let me go to the funeral. And it was a decision my parents made for me. And I think it was the wrong decision. I'm not ragging on my mom and dad here. But I think it would have been better to have let me say goodbye or to see that. But they were just worried it would be too upsetting.
Right.
It's a very complicated decision for parents. It's not easy.
It's not an easy decision to make, no matter how you look at it. You know, you could look at it like you went, and then it scarred you for life. So it's like, no matter what, there is no right or wrong answer. At the end of the day, just like anything in life, if you're a parent, it's you do what you do, and you just stick to it, and you don't let anybody else's opinions
And you know your own
matter.
Kids. Hey, let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Disgraced Prince Andrew got a round of applause outside Balmoral. So he went outside to view the tributes for his late mother. There was a crowd out there, and the disgraced prince, who let's remember was forced to step down from royal life after the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, he was greeted by the Scottish public and a round of applause. Now, he was with his daughter, so maybe the crowd was applauding for them. Even so, this is still tricky. What do they do with him?
I mean, personally, you put him in the tower and you don't let him out. But is Andrew the brother?
Yes,
to
he's
the
Prince
King?
Charles's brother, disgraced uncle of William.
So, yeah, this is so like this, again talking about riding the ship. This is where King Charles now could really be like, you know what, Mom saved your ass.
She did.
Big time. Mom, you know what? But at the end of the day, you know, you did beyond.
I think we're not going to see him anymore. Charles will not be. But we won't see him anymore. My sources say he won't cut him off financially too, because if he does that, he'll have no money and he'll be pushed back into the arms of really shady people. So I think Charles will keep paying his rent and buy his groceries.
He'll just Photoshop him out of photos.
You stay in that castle. You never come out. Let's end with a moment of Rob. So for 15 20 minutes. We love bringing you celebrity news, and there's no bigger celebrities than the royals. But for a moment or a minute, we're just a little bit more deep. Today's celebrity quote comes from Queen Elizabeth, and it was her message to America right after the 9/11 attacks. So this was her message to America, and it's really deep. Quote, "Grief is the price we pay for love." So if you really love somebody, you're going to probably at some point have grief too. And that is the price you pay for love. So I was thinking about this full of grief. I'm really sad about this. But maybe I'm lucky to be this sad, Garrett, because it meant that I really loved her.
Yeah, and thinking about, you know, September 11th, 21 years ago, so the Queen was 75 almost. Yep. And almost... you know, a couple of years off from where King Charles sits now. So it's interesting to see that perspective.
It's a beautiful quote. Grief is the price we pay for love. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I know it was all about the royals today. Tomorrow, don't worry, we'll be back to our normal format of all the celebrity news, not just focused on one celebrity in particular. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. Thank you. I see we have like over 400 reviews now, which is just thrilling.
Keep them coming.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
if you're going to be
naughty,
you've got to be
nice. Take care.
Nice.
Everyone, Garrett, thank you for making me laugh. Pip, pip.
Love you, Rob. It's
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.